أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كان أصحاب الأيكة لظالمين فانتقمنا منهم وإنهما لبإمام مبين صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat 78 and 79 of Surah Al-Hijr. After speaking about the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab upon them, their sin and their persistence on sin and their arrogance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Aika. Wa in kana ashabul aikati la zalimin. Certainly the dwellers, the people of Aika, were also sinners. What is Aika? Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Shu'ara, Allah ta'ala speaks about them also, that the people of Aika, to them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi, Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Now when we examine and look in the Quran Sharif, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam going to the people of Madian. And then we find the ayahs of Surah Shu'ara that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say, spoke about the people of Aika, to whom Allah ta'ala had sent Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. So there are different thoughts amongst the commentators, the mufassirin of the Quran. Some have stated that Aika, actually Aika means a forest. It means a place where there is a lot of wood, a place where there's a lot of trees, thickets, all of that comes in the meaning of Aika. So some are inclined to believe that Allah Ta'ala did send Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam to the people of Madian, and Aika was on the outskirts of Madian, and hence he was also sent to the people of Aika both at one and the same time. Then there are those that say that after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the people of Madian, then Allah Ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salam to Aika, and others have other views with regards to this. The few important aspects are that the people of Madian and the people of Aika had similar habits. In that, number one, Allah Ta'ala tells them also, O Fulkail, that they should fulfill the measure when they give, because they would give short measure. They also held back the rights of people, and they also created mischief on the earth. So there was a lot of similarity between the people of Madian and the people of Aika. Now Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to them, and like all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, he spoke to these people and he invited them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this inherent weakness in them, that they will always shortchange, they will not give full measure, but they will take the full measure, they will not fulfill the haq and the rights of others. So he persisted and he persisted, and they would not believe, and they became arrogant like all the other communities against Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. So the azab that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, azabu yawmi zulla. Zullatun means a canopy, a cover. Allah Ta'ala brought about extreme heat in that vicinity of the dwelling of these people, and it became so unbearable, that they could not live in their homes and they could not live outside their homes. So Allah Ta'ala sent this cloud cover, and this cloud cover moved, and then the people began to assemble under this cloud cover because they felt the coolness that had come. And then from this cloud cover, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a fire that destroyed the people of Aika. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about them here in these two verses, and Allah ta'ala says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Then we took our vengeance, we took our revenge against them, because again, they disbelieved not only in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they disbelieved in Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, And they dared Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam to bring the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them. They wanted that azab. Let a piece of the sky fall upon us. That is what they wanted from Sayyidina Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa innahuma labi imamim mubin. Allah ta'ala says, and both the dwellings, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and the people of Aika, both were on the main thoroughfare, both were on the highway. That is why Allah Ta'ala brought these two incidents together of these two Nabis and their people, that the people of Makkah, they would pass by when they are going to Syria, they're going to Sham, they would see all of these ruins, but yet they did not bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.